Obviously, you've ridden Jeski. Tell us about him, because you won the Royal Bond in him. You beat Champagne Fever and Zusk and horses like that. And then Robbie rode him at Leopardstown in our race. He was just breathtaking that day.
He was very good. We didn't see him at his best in the Royal Bond. He just didn't seem to sparkle on the day. He was very good in his previous two wins in Nace, and he was very impressive then in Leopardstown. I think he's, you know, in a normal year, he would be banker material, but this is, I think it's a well above average renewal of the Supreme.
And people shouldn't be put off that JP has two in it, because Binocular and Captain Seabee were second and first. Captain Seabee won the Supreme that year. So should they be put off that JP's running two?
I wouldn't be put off. And, you know, My Tender Yours was brilliant in Newbury and it was a champion hurdle type performance, but you're going on one run alone, where I think maybe there might be more depth to Jeski's form. And, you know, it's a tricky call. AP could have it wrong, have got it wrong very easily.
Forget about the prices. My Tender Yours or Jeski, which would you pick?
It's a bit of a $1 million question, but I think maybe things might go work better for Jeski's strengths than My Tender Yours. I'd have my concerns about the track. It'll be a tougher ask for him than Newbury.